So if we have some desires which we are not able to decide whether they are good or bad,
yes.
So doing that, is it good dharma or bad dharma?
Or should we do it or not?
Yeah, so firstly, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Asmat Shastram Pramanamati Karya Karyavati Gyantva Shastram Dhanamatam Karma Kartam Viharasi. Therefore, according to Shastra, you should know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Karya Karyavati, this is to be done, this is not to be done. So, if you study scripture regularly, then this regular study of scripture helps us to understand in broad contours, this is what should be avoided, this is what should be done. And if we keep studying scripture regularly, then the scripture becomes internalized. And with that scriptural knowledge inside, it becomes like our compass. Okay, this is what I should do, this is what I should avoid. That's how we learn over a long term. Now specifically, if we have to make some decisions which are major decisions, then we can always consult senior devotees. Okay, this is what I'm planning to do. What should I do it or should I not do it? And that way, through the study of scripture and through the guidance from senior devotees, we can know what is to be done and what is not to be done. And over a period of time, now some desires will just be very strong. So if they are not directly anti-devotional desires, they are not adharmic desires, then we may just be caught in them too much. So you can fulfill those desires and then we realize it. There's nothing so great about it. So there is a process in within, as long as we don't give up our dharmic practices, for devotional practices, there are certain desires we may fulfill, and through that process we realize there's nothing to get so excited about this. If you can realize simply by hearing, oh, there's nothing so to be so excited about, that's fine. But if that doesn't work, so our focus in bhakti should not be so much on rejecting desire. Our focus should be on connecting with Krishna. Where bhakti is not a process of rejecting desire, it is a process of redirecting desire. We direct our desire towards Krishna. Now, there are many great bhakti saints. What distinguished Prabhupada was that he had a great desire. His desire was to share Krishna's message all over the world. So what defined him was not the desires he had given up, was the desire. What defined him was the desire he had taken up. The desire to share Krishna's message all over the world. The same way, in our spiritual life, in general, you know, saying no to something is, even if it is bad, saying no is never a joyful process. Now we feel deprived, saying no. Oh, I should not do this. Why should I not do it? So instead, if you just shift the focus to what is it that I can say yes to? So find out within bhakti, what are the activities that we can connect with, that we feel joyful doing, and we take that up in a committed way. So the more we have good things to say yes to, then those desires fill our consciousness. And then things which we have to say no to, they will get crowded out. If we try to empty our mind of desires, it will never work. Because it's like, say, if I have this glass, I want to remove the air from here. I have to something which removes all the air. Very difficult. Little bit, somewhere I keep the lid open, again the air will come. So if I want to remove the air, I just fill it to the brim with water. The air will go out. So like that, we shouldn't worry too much about giving up desires. Because giving up desires is like trying to create a vacuum in our consciousness. We could focus more on, not on driving out desires, but on crowding out desires. That means we fill our consciousness with positive desires to serve Krishna. Positive desires to do constructive things in His service. And the more we take up those spiritual desires, then other desires, we'll be able to deal with them appropriately. And we won't feel deprived by doing it. Because the connection with Krishna will actually fulfill us.
Good.